Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars. Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Athletics. Sitting in for Brian Freeman, I'm JT Crabtree, the Assistant Director of Broadcasting and also the voice of Jag softball. And fittingly today, we're going to be catching up with the second baseman of the Jag softball team, senior Kaylee Todd. Kaylee, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Sounds kind of weird calling you a senior. Has it hit you yet? Has it felt like you're a senior? You just finished your finals, so has it all settled in yet?
It was a relief, actually, to finish all my finals today. But I think on Sunday, being down there with everyone, it'll finally hit me, but not right now. It hasn't hit me yet.
Yeah, with that final home game at Jaguar Field coming up this Sunday, 1 and 3 o'clock start against Troy. Do you have any extra nerves going into your last home game?
Not really. I mean, yeah, I've worked all year for this. I mean, actually my whole career for this. So just nice and easy, laid back, and just play and have fun.
Well, before we get to the present, I think it's better to understand who you are now if we go back to your past. So let's kind of start from the beginning of your playing career. When did you start playing softball?
Around 3 or 4. I mean, my dad was a coach, so I was always around. He actually coached baseball, so always around the sport. And then had a cousin that got drafted, so I was always in the backyard playing with him. And then have always just been around the sport and played since I was 3 or 4.
So what's the thing that really kind of hooked you to softball? What's the main thing that you like so much about the sport?
The competition side. I love to compete, you know. I love going out there, giving it the best I got, and, you know, shoving it down someone's face. You know, they throw that pitch, I'm going to show them I can hit it. Like, it's the best against the best, and who's going to win?
I know that you're maybe not the loudest person per se, but your mannerisms when you're on base, I love the little pump up and the fist pumps here and there, the claps. I love seeing that. And what kind of started that? When did that persona kind of develop for you?
Coach always called me a rabbit for the team, speed rabbit. So, you know, I'm that person at the top that gets everyone going. So if I'm pumped, it'll just pass it on down to the next person.
Okay. You lettered for 5 years at McAdory High School. You had a career high school batting average of, you know, only .567. That's not too bad. And 480 at-bats in high school. You only struck out 31 times in high school. You're AHSA Hitter of the Year as a senior, Birmingham Metro News Softball Player of the Year, Max Preps All-American, your fourth all-time in AHSA history with 209 career steals. Kind of walk us through your high school playing days.
High school was fun. I mean,
clearly you had success, but what was the thing that you had the most fun of in high school?
Again, being with people that, you know, I enjoyed playing with, and, you know, it goes back to the competing side, showing everyone, you know, what I can do and working hard and seeing all those accomplishments pay off.
When did it really kind of hit you that you could play at the next level?
I guess when recruiting started early for me. So I think 8th grade, I kind of started looking into here. So I actually was a righty hitter, and I was told to switch and be a lefty.
Really?
Because of my speed. So I turned around 13.
Okay.
And so after that, just kept going.
You played travel ball with the Birmingham Vipers, which, for those who don't know about travel softball, Birmingham Vipers is a ridiculously good team. You finished in 2014 second in the country in ASA Nationals. What was it like playing against some of the top talent in the country in high school?
That summer was probably the best summer I've had. It was so fun. Foss actually played on that team, and we played against Devin a lot.
Okay.
So we were always those two rival teams, and Nationals was just amazing. I couldn't put it into words because we ended up losing, like, the first game, and it's double elimination. So we had to play, like, so many in a row, and we just kept playing and playing and playing, and then finally we finished second, but it was just – to see all that pay off was fun.
So now let's go back in the timeline. You're graduating high school. You're moving down south, coming here to South Alabama. You talked about when the recruiting process started. Kind of talk us through that, how you got down here to be a Jaguar.
Coach started talking to me, you know, I started coming on camps and stuff, and then 10th grade, I called her, and she goes, "What's it going to be a Jaguar?" And, you know, I told her, he said, "I know you're number one right now," and we got to talking, and she goes, "Well, talk it over with your parents, you know, let me," and I said, "No, I don't need to." I'm coming. And so that was a day. It was actually on Thanksgiving. I still remember that from 4 years ago.
What was the biggest adjustment for you coming from high school? Because you had the high school success. What was the big adjustment coming from high school to college?
The game got faster, and I didn't know that until, you know, obviously until I got here freshman year. But the pace of the game was a lot faster. You know, high school, you could get away with some things, but here, you know, every day it's a challenge. And so grinding out every day here.
You're immediately thrown into the fire when you got here to South Alabama. Your first career game was at home against number 3 Alabama. What were you feeling going into that game?
A mix of emotions. I remember seeing my name on the lineup, and my heart literally fell out, and I was just like, that's my name. And I was like, holy crap, like, I'm starting the first game as a freshman. So that was really eye-opening to me, but also, like, knowing that all my work had paid off, like, and Coach believed in me then, so I was excited to see that.
Do you remember your first collegiate hit?
I do not.
It was in the second inning versus Eastern Kentucky, February 7th, 2015, a game you guys actually lost 1-0. Does that ring any bells? Not a bit.
Nope.
Well, you've had a lot of hits in your career, so that's understandable. Your freshman year, you hit .222. You come back your sophomore year and have one of the best hitting seasons in program history. You hit .415 that year, which was only bested ever by your teammate that season, Emily Messer. What was the biggest difference for you from your freshman year to your sophomore year?
Freshman year, I was hurt, so I was battling with that a lot with my foot. And then I went through a time where, you know, the game got faster. And then mentally, I kept just thinking, you know, was I good enough, you know, stuff like that. You just, adversity and stuff like that. And then sophomore year, I just let loose. Like, I found my playing again, and I just realized, like, I got to be that person that just relaxes and have fun and just go out. And Messer, you know, helped me a lot do that, just making it nice and easy and relaxed.
That was a nice 1-2 combo that year.
Yeah, 1-2 punch.
How much did it sit in the back of your head that, you know, the start of the year, you were behind her a little bit, and Messer was just unbelievably hot, hitting over .500 for the first 3 months of the year. Then you started closing the gap. Was it kind of like a locker room competition for you guys? Can you catch up with each other?
We actually never – it was never a competition, but we had the joke, like, we were twins. Like, if she got on, I was getting on. And I think she was, you know, a good table setter for me following that. And that's what, you know, I try to be. But seeing her, like, get on and, like, you know, show that, like, hey, this pitcher's hittable, like, go do it. So then, like, Coach would look at me and, like, I would either lay the button down or get a hit too and just follow and just try to keep it moving.
Your junior year, you're a first-team All-Sunbelt Conference selection for the second year in a row. You've established yourself as one of the best hitters in the Sunbelt Conference. Summer after your junior year, you're selected to the Alabama Stars roster. Get a chance to play against Team USA. What was that like?
Amazing. Again, it was like the first game when I saw my name on the lineup. I was so nervous, but yet so, like, excited just to be in that position and get to play against the best in the nation.
You're a senior now, which still just it sounds really weird calling you a senior, but you're playing your final year in a Jaguar uniform. Recently became the program's all-time leader in hits, multi-hit games, stolen bases. What does it mean to you to know your name's going to live on here at South after you graduate?
It means a lot. Again, all the hard work paid off. So, you know, that's my work ethic, and then showing that my name, you know, you can do it if you put hard work to it. So, like, just don't give up and keep going.
And you mentioned that this is a game of failures, and what a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, you fail 7 out of 10 times and you hit .300.
Yeah.
That's a good batting average.
Yeah, real good.
So something for you that you picked up on early was a big step in your career, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So now you're a senior. When you leave this program, what are some of your favorite memories you've had from playing here?
Freshman year, starting off when we won conference in Texas State. And then just being with this team, you know, I've made some great friends along the way. Foster was a great friend before we even got here, so to play with her the whole 4 years was fun. The senior class, you know, we've stuck together, and we've tried, and we've had a great time doing it.
Well, something that I think a lot of people don't understand is that just you guys, as a team, obviously you're good, you're talented, but you're good people. Like, you're fun to be around. Like, the road is always... Obviously, it's on the road and it's fun, but you guys just have a blast everywhere you're going. It seems like, you know, no matter what's going on the field, you guys find a way to have some fun out there.
Oh, no doubt. You know, before games, we're playing hacky or red dot, and then at the hotel, we're playing card games and eating jelly beans that taste terrible, but just keeping it entertaining.
You're playing football last week in, in Conway. I got to talk to you about Hackey and Red Dot. Where did that start for you guys? Because Red Dot, I'd never even heard of it until I started traveling with you guys. And sometimes I look out there and you guys are playing it, and it seems almost borderline violent what you're doing out there.
Yeah, we got some people that don't know how to control their arm a little bit. They're acting like they got to throw a person out at first. But I don't know where Red Dot started. I know Hackey was always a thing when I came in. When, you know, we had a – it was never Red Dot. It was just Hackey. You had a terrible group, and you had a, an Olympic group. And then – for some reason, we developed Red Dot, and that's just what I stick to. Cause okay. I mean, it's just fun being in competition and trying to get somebody up.
What does the future hold for you? I know you want to continue your playing career. We've seen your name kicked around with the ASBA, the American Softball Association. What does the future hold for Kaylee Todd?
We'll find out June 6th. Okay. So I don't know what the future holds. You know, I'm just putting it all in God's hands right now and, you know, trying to finish my degree and just hoping all my cards fall in.
You've just finished your finals. Again, it's got to feel pretty good, right?
Feels real good, but I still have student teaching in the fall. Okay. So I'm not graduating yet. Okay. But, so I'll still be around, but yeah, just going to keep going.
Okay. We're joined right here on Inside Jag Nation with senior second baseman Kaylee Todd from Jag Softball. We've talked about Kaylee Todd, the ball player. Let's talk about Toddie as the person now. We're going to shoot you some rapid-fire questions. First thing that comes to mind, just spit it out, all right?
Okay.
Nothing groundbreaking, just some quick answers. All right, first one, start off something easy. What's your major?
Secondary education, math.
What you want to do with it?
So I want to either – I want to coach college and, you know, be in that route, but with my degree I would do, like, high school education.
Okay.
And then coach.
When you have some free time, because I know you guys have very, very, very little of that between playing games, being on the road, practice, study hall, rehab, what have it, what do you like to do in your free time?
Honestly, I like just laying in bed and relaxing.
Yeah.
Naps here and there, or going to the pool, just being outside. I like nature a lot, so just, I mean, sitting there, soaking in the sun.
Okay. What's your favorite sport outside of softball?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah. I was going to say football.
Okay. The best athletic event you've attended as a fan?
Hey, South or anywhere?
Anywhere.
I'm going to say the Colorado Rockies game.
Okay.
Just it was my first game in the majors, and then just it was a fun atmosphere.
If there's one athletic event that you want to see but you haven't yet, what is it?
Olympics.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Olympics right there. That's a good one. If you're going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
I always want to go to Tokyo or Australia. So
okay.
Split up between the two.
Australia would be really fun.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
The Blind Side.
Blind Side. Okay, that's a good one. Favorite musical artist?
Kane Brown. And I get made fun of for that one.
Favorite book? Do you have one?
No.
Okay.
I really don't like to read.
There you go. Okay, so the final one, which always stumps people, so you can take a minute to think about it if you want.
Okay.
When your playing days are done, well down the road, and a Hollywood producer says, I want to make the Kaylee Todd story, who are they casting to play Kaylee Todd?
Oh, my Lord. I have no idea.
This is not my question. This is Brian Freeman's question. You can blame him.
I don't even know that many, like, people that are actresses, so this is going to be tough. I don't know.
No.
I literally have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay, so that's
right. Hopefully, I'm still good enough so I could just be in my own movie.
You can play yourself.
Yeah,
there you go.
But we'll see. Yeah. I can't be that old, right?
Kaylee Todd, senior second baseman from Jag Softball, joined us here on Inside Jag Nation. Kaylee, good luck the rest of the season. I hope I have several games where I have to sit up here in the booth and call your name many more times. Appreciate you coming down here and talking with us.
Thanks for having me, and thank you for everything you do.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow.